I'm not frustrated. I'm really pleased with the way the lads went to their task, to be honest. From the off, I thought we got at Dover and took the game to them, which is what we like to do at home and away if we can. But, you know, they're a big, resolute, solid group of guys, the Dover fellas, and they stood firm because I thought it was us knocking on the door for the majority of the first half, definitely. And they got it. They had about 20-minute spell second half where they just shook up things. I think Taylor made a difference coming on. He's got, you know, he's a good player. Just played off the pace of the game, but I'm delighted with the way the players, and I asked them to be in the hat on Monday, and they are that, and we've done that now three times, which we haven't done since I've been at this club, so that's progress.
I remember saying that you've been doing it the hard way in terms of replays and so on, and you've got through a replay before. How do you see Tuesday going?
Well, if you look at teams that I ever managed, they always do better when we play Saturday, Tuesday, and we've got a lovely spell of Saturday, Tuesdays coming up. So if you look at August, we had 6 games in 3 weeks and didn't lose one. We're on the back of a 7-game unbeaten run at the moment, so I've got no worries about the fitness of the lads, and I look forward to it. And at the end of the day now, the onus is definitely on Dover to come at us and beat us on their own patch, and we'll be looking for it. And I think if you ask Chris, I haven't spoken to him yet, he'll be happy to be in the hat, to be honest with you. I think we've given them a really good game.